You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
This is the William Hill Golf Podcast. Go to news.williamhill.com for all the podcasts or search William Hill Radio on iTunes.
Yes, hello everybody. Welcome along to the William Hill Golf Podcast. Back to look at this week's golf events. We've got the Tshwane Open and the WGC Mexico Championship to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton, here in the absence of Dave Kellner this week, but we do still have the other Dave, the more important Dave in my opinion, Tyndall, is here alongside me. How are you, Dave?
I'm very well, thank you. Yes, Dave, off again. Is he skiing still?
Yeah, well, I think he's back today, right, or this week. Well, he's back in William Hill Towers on Wednesday, so
he'll be skiing around here at the minute in the snow.
Yes. But,
yes.
Brought the weather with him.
Yes. What a pest. What a pain that lad is.
Before we get started to this week's action, just a little bit of look back.
Yeah. Well, we did all right with him last week.
Yes. So, congratulations to you. 125 to one place in Qatar last week.
That went well. Gonzalo Fernandez Castaño, the Spaniard, did me rather proud there. It was one of those ones, I've sort of met him a couple of times, so sometimes you think, am I just being biased? But I think it's more a case of, because you're more aware of him, because he's been a bit kind of in the wilderness, but I was keeping an eye on him more so than most. So when I saw that he's been playing well on the web.com, and he was coming back to an event that he'd liked before, it was on my radar more than he might have been, because of that little link.
You just put your mate up, didn't you? That's how it was.
Yeah, he rang me to say. No, it was Madrid was going to... This year's Ryder Cup is in France, and Madrid were going to host it. Mm. They put up a rival bid, and when they were sort of wining and dining press people, he showed me around the course that was going to... But at the time it was like a farmer's field. It wasn't the biggest surprise it didn't get it, to be honest. But
right.
They were going to do it up, I guess. But a lovely bloke, and did me proud, yeah.
Yeah, good work. What about the other event as well, the Honda Classic?
Yeah, that was a really good one. We had some Europeans right in there. Tommy Fleetwood held the lead on the back nine. Alex Noren did as well, but it came down to two Americans in the end, Justin Thomas and Luke List. And Justin Thomas, as you might expect, got it done again. So he's just racking up win after win, he is. So he's going again this week. We'll talk about Mexico shortly. But Justin Thomas, yeah, just a bit of a winning machine.
Mm. Going very well. Tiger Woods was obviously in the press a lot last week because he was back
in action.
Well,
he did really well, yeah.
Yeah, more encouraging from Tiger there, wasn't he? He actually looked like he was going to be in contention for quite a win. If, you know, for Tiger fans, there's plenty of Tiger Woods fans out there. It was an encouraging, good to see him looking almost back to like he can challenge again.
Absolutely, because when he first came in back at Torrey Pines, that was a course where he's won so many times, people thought maybe it's just because it's that course. And then he missed the cut, and he thought, oh, hang on, maybe this isn't going to be a great comeback. But the Honda Classic was a proper test, so Tiger had to be really on his game, and yeah, he passed it with flying colours. So, he said beforehand it's all the build towards the Masters, so I think a few people now have him in mind for Augusta.
Yeah, we'll obviously move on to that in a few weeks' time. But we're going to have a look at this week's action. The Tshwane Open is where we start. It's the sixth renewal on the European Tour, and it's a fourth time that it's been in Pretoria. And it's similar to some of the other courses, really, around that area in Johannesburg, similar to Glendower and Royal Johannesburg and such. Is that the kind of course you're expecting them to be playing on this
week? Yeah, it's kind of one of these sort of lower key South African events, and it's going up against the WGC. So actually, the WGC is a European Tour event as well, so this is sort of rather the poor relation. Just one look at the field will tell you that. So it's going to be a bit tricky, these events, because players who are used to maybe being 33s, 40s, they're suddenly like 14 to 1 and stuff, and it's like, ugh.
Tread carefully, perhaps.
Got to get your head around the sort of different prices.
I'll go through the prices, see if you can get your head around these. George Curtsey is the 10-1 market leader, 14-1 for Alexander Bjork. Julian Seary is 20-1. It's 25-1 for Erik van Rooyen. Marcus Kinholt is 25-1. Richard Stern is 28-1 and 33-1 or bigger prices for the remainder?
Yes. This is an event where George Coetzee has won a few times on the European Tour, and it has been in these kind of lower grade events. So sometimes players just sort of get put in automatically because he's the best player as favourite, and just by default. But he's probably a genuinely good favourite this week. And you could argue that a double-figure price for someone who is classier than most of these and does win on his home soil a decent amount is okay. But I'm struggling to find a decent pick. I was looking at Scott Jameson, who's in at 40s, but I think when I got the train in, it was 66s. Mm. And to be honest, it wasn't a delayed train because of the weather.
Yeah.
In those 20 minutes, he's gone. So
right.
There must have been some money for him. So at 40s, I'm a bit of a no on that one.
So you'd leave him at 40s.
Yeah, so it is an event where you can probably brush over because there's such a good one, you know, in Mexico, then I'm happy enough to leave this one alone, to be honest.
So if somebody was absolutely desperate to have a bet in that, you wouldn't...
The old classic, someone says, I've got a free fiver. Where would you put it? I'd just whack it on George Coetzee. As unoriginal as that sounds, I think he'll give you a run for your money.
As far as unoriginal bets go, 10 to 1 on an original bet.
Still, 10 to 1 in another sport is great, isn't it? But just in golf, it just seems very narrow, but that would be my advice there. I mean, we're a fifth, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, so you could still play him each way and get a return.
Yeah. Yeah, very good. That's the Tshwane Open. Then let's get stuck into the Mexico Championship, the WGC Mexico Championship, because this is a much more appealing event, I would say. It's the second year that it's been in Mexico, so we know a little bit about it, as I'm sure you'll tell me right now.
Yes, I remember the first one, there was loads of jokes about Donald Trump building a wall and they wouldn't be able to get across to it. But it's still not there. So, yeah, there's a couple of absentee. Rory McIlroy's not travelled, and Jordan Spieth wasn't going to be. He is in the field now. So if you look at that front of the market, it's pretty much a who's who of current golf. Do you want to spin through the prices?
Yep. Dustin Johnson, 6-1. Justin Thomas is 8-1. John Rahm, 12s with Jordan Spieth. Tommy Fleetwood, 16-1. 18-1, Ricky Fowler. Justin Rose, 22-1. Alex Noren is 25s with Phil Mickelson. Sergio Garcia, 28. Bubba Watson, 33s. Patrick Cantlay is 33s as well with Paul Casey, and 40-1 on bigger prices for the others. Normally I stop when I get to the names that I'm not quite so familiar with.
But you keep going.
Yeah, you keep going in this one, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, just looking at the front end, Dustin Johnson, defending champion, so 6-1, okay. Justin Thomas won last week. He's shown before in Hawaii last year that he can win back-to-back, so don't let that put you off. 12-1, John Rahm, he was runner-up here last year, actually led on the back nine. So you can give chances to the front three straight away without having to go into anything more than really basic analysis of it.
Yeah.
Jordan Spieth at 12s, he's just, to me, he's either putting okay for a bit and then his ball striking's not quite on, or the other way around. So I'm not quite into him at the moment.
Okay.
Tommy Fleetwood, you could certainly give a massive chance to, although 16-1, it's hard to believe this, but last year in this event, he was 200-1.
Was he?
He's made that kind of much of an improvement. Obviously, since then, he's contended for a US Open. He's now European number one, and he's been winning and winning.
Yep.
But yeah, he went 200. He was like a sort of, brave little Brit abroad. Bless him, he's having a go. But 200-1, yeah, long, long gone. So 16s now seems a credible reduction in price. I mean, he's gone ahead of the likes of Ricky Fowler and Justin Rose, and that would seem impossible 12 months ago, but that's how good he's become. Alex Noren's in great form, 25s. He was third last week, second already as well this season. So there's plenty at the front end of the market, but I've got a system. I like a system.
Hit me with the system. I like a system as well.
So this this course is playing on, it's a system based on grass.
Right, okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Don't think I've ever had a system based on grass before.
It's... the course here, it's Kikuyu from tee to green, Kikuyu grass, which is quite a rare strain. And then the greens are Poa bent. So not many courses have that particular strain of grass. And players do have play well on one and not. So they do have favourite sorts.
Yeah.
And so this is very similar. Well, the exact same combination as the Genesis Open at Riviera 2 weeks ago.
Nice handy clue there.
So and to prove that works as a link... At Riviera last year, the first two home were Dustin Johnson and Thomas Peters.
Yeah.
Then they came here, Dustin Johnson won, Thomas Peters tied fourth. So as a kind of prep, or what's the word I'm looking for, as a guide, as a, think of it, a horse racing term here.
Well, I'd say prep, as a prep run, yeah.
Then it's as sort of perfect.
Pipe opener.
It's a perfect kind of signal for what might happen here, I think. We've got the proof last year. So I looked at the kind of top 10 finishers at Riviera. I also looked, if you look at the stats last year, players who hit lots of greens in regulation did really well.
Right.
So if you played well at Riviera and had good greens in regulation numbers, that's kind of green flags all over the place. So the two I looked at, well, there's a few who fit the bill, but in terms of the prices, Tony Finau at 40-1.
Yeah.
He was runner-up at Riviera, and he was third for greens in regulation there. So that's kind of the perfect storm for me, really. Loads and loads of good finishes in recent times. Obviously, the last one being that second place. I've also got a slight maybe thing that if you didn't play in Florida last week, it was really, really windy. And often when players play in wind, they have to kind of start just manufacturing their swings a little bit just to sort of counteract it. Mm. And it may be it just knocks them out of kilter a little bit. Whereas, so if you've missed the kind of buffeting at Florida like he did, I think maybe your swing is more on track. You don't have to sort of get it back again.
Yeah,
it's a kind of nice weather, because it's Mexico. It's sort of lovely weather this week. So Tony Finau at 40-1, a player on the rise, very much. If you look at his last maybe 10 results, there's loads of top 10s in there. I just think he's due a really big week, and in this World Golf Championship event, maybe this is the next step he takes. So 40-1, I think, is a really good each way price. Massive hitter, and big hitters did well last time, so I think Finau, whose only win actually came in Puerto Rico, so maybe he likes playing outside of the American mainland. There's a few good results he's had in other areas as well. So he at 40-1, he's going to be my main pick, Tony Finau.
So that's your main pick?
Yeah.
I sense you've got another one, obviously.
Yeah, hopefully still, yes, he is, a good price. Xander Schauffele, or Schauffele, Schauffele, how would you say that?
I would go as Xander Schauffele.
Who's right? Who's wrong? No, I don't know. You might be spot on. I think we know who we're talking about anyway. Not many in the field with the first name beginning with X. But he's 60-1. He won the Tour Championship at the back end of last year. I think that surprised many people. He had posted the win earlier, but to win that event, which is kind of the cream of the PGA Tour, they're only the final 30 on the FedEx Cup contest that. So to win against all those players like Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, was a fantastic effort from him. And he's still playing really well. Now his last two events really good. He was ninth at Riviera, decent greens in regulation, 14th. So it's almost like we think that was just a sort of one-off season and he might just go backwards. But so far this year, I think he's played really, really well. So 60-1 for him, I think it's definitely underrating a player who's, I mean, the Tour Championship was only in September. Mm. A player who's had a big win recently, and his last two events he's been really good. I just think 60-1, it's a value bet. I mean, there's others in the field that jump out more, but I mean, you're talking 33s, 28s, that sort of price. But 60-1 for a player with his credentials, I just thought, and he's got that Riviera little system link that I'm looking for. I thought it was a good each way punt.
Yeah, I like it. 40-1 and 50-1 then, respectively, Tony Finau and Xander Schauffele. Again, it's five places this week, quarter of the odds, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So plenty of value in terms of those prices. I suppose we ask you this week in, week out. Anybody you don't want to see win, or anybody you'd kick yourself if you didn't back here? Or?
Well, I think any of the front three in the market would seem very obvious. Probably the closest one out of those would be Justin Thomas, because he was so good last week.
Flying form, yeah.
Yeah, you just feel. The other thing as well, I think he was the 54-hole leader in this event last year, so not only is he playing well, he likes the course. I mean, that's reflected in 8-1, but sometimes when they win at 8-1, and it's so obvious, you think, why didn't I?
Mm. And of course, Dustin Johnson last year, he was the obvious one in this tournament, wasn't he?
And he did it, so maybe it's a course for obvious players, but we shall see. At least we're getting a bit of each-way value at 40s and 60s. So in terms of the staking plan then, I'll do a point each-way Finau at 40s, and a point each way Xander Schauffele at 60-1. And that's it, isn't it? I'm not playing in the other one.
No.
I'm playing the Tashwani.
Positive for the favourite, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it was just a caution. Kind of, if you had to, but not for me, but if you are, yeah, George Coetzee would be a decent one.
Okay, but plenty of value in there anyway, 40s
yeah,
and 60s.
I think so. It should be a cracking event, this one in Mexico.
Good. Well, thank you very much, Dave. Been a pleasure as always when filling in on this.
Cheers,
good luck and enjoy it this week.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.